Chapter 2. The Baskerville Family. Holmes looked at Dr. Mortimer carefully.
"Are you sure about the footprints?" he asked.
"Yes," answered Dr. Mortimer. "They were enormous. Farmers use sheep dogs on the moor, but these footprints were much bigger than a sheep dog's feet."
"And were they near the body?"
"Yes."
"And the pipe was next to the gate?" said Holmes.
"Yes, I think that Sir Charles stood by the gate for 5 minutes to smoke his pipe."
"I have another question," said Holmes. "Who will inherit Baskerville Hall?"
"Sir Henry Baskerville, Sir Charles's nephew, will inherit the hall," answered Mortimer. "Sir Charles was the oldest of 3 brothers. The second brother died young, but he had a son, Henry. There was a 3rd brother, the youngest, Roger. He was a wild young man, like Sir Hugo, and he didn't want to stay in England. He wanted to make money, so he went to Central America, but he died there. Henry left England too and went to live in Canada, but he's coming back because he inherits everything. He took a ship across the Atlantic and he arrives in London today. I'm meeting him in an hour. But is he in danger from this hound, Mr. Holmes? Is Baskerville Hall a dangerous place for him?"
"I need to think about that," said Holmes. "Go and meet Sir Henry and take him to a hotel. Come here with him tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, but say nothing to him yet about the hound."
"Thank you," said Mortimer, and he stood up. "We'll see you tomorrow."
"One more question," said Holmes. "Some people saw the hound in the days before Sir Charles's death, but did anybody see it after that?"
"I've heard nothing."
"Thank you, Dr. Mortimer. We'll meet again tomorrow."
I left Holmes for the afternoon and came back in the evening. The air in his room was thick with smoke, and there were papers everywhere.
"Watson," said my friend, "I haven't left my room all day, but I've drunk a lot of coffee, smoked, and thought a lot. Look at this." He pointed at a large map. "Baskerville Hall is here, in the middle of the map, and there aren't many houses near it. There's the small village of Grimpen. Dr. Mortimer lives there, and 2 farms. There's a famous prison at Princetown, but it's 20 kilometres across the moor. Now let's think about the death of Sir Charles. He had heart problems, we know that, and he was afraid of the moor because of the hound. So why did he stand near the gate to the moor for 5 minutes? Was he waiting for something or someone? Tomorrow we'll have some questions for Sir Henry."
Dr. Mortimer and Sir Henry Baskerville arrived at 10 o'clock the next morning. Sir Henry was a man of about 30, with dark eyes and a light brown beard.
"This is Sir Henry Baskerville," said Dr. Mortimer.
"It's good to meet you, Mr. Holmes," said Sir Henry. "Some strange things have happened in the last few hours, and I want to talk about them."
He put a letter down on the table in front of us. I read the address: Sir Henry Baskerville, Northumberland Hotel. It looked like a child's writing, but I guessed that it was an adult's work. "Who knew that you were at the Northumberland Hotel?" asked Holmes.
"Only Dr. Mortimer," said Sir Henry.
"Someone is following you," said Holmes. He opened the letter, and we all read it. "Do not go on the moor. It is dangerous for you." "Someone cut these words from a newspaper," said Holmes, "and used them to make this sentence. Look at the letters. They come from The Times, I think. The person made the sentence quickly because the words aren't straight on the paper. Was this person worried or frightened? Now, is there anything more, Sir Henry?"
"Yes, I've lost a brown boot. I put my boots outside the door of my room last night because I wanted someone from the hotel to clean them. But this morning, there was only one boot. They were new boots, too. I bought them yesterday. But why did you want to see me, Mr. Holmes? It wasn't for my boots. You want to talk about something more important than that."
"Dr. Mortimer," said Holmes, "can you tell us your story from yesterday again?" Dr. Mortimer told the story of Sir Hugo, Sir Charles, and the enormous hound, and Sir Henry listened carefully. "Now, Sir Henry," said Holmes, "what do you think? Do you still want to go to Baskerville Hall?"
"Why would I not want to go?" asked Sir Henry.
"There seems to be danger," replied Holmes. "But we need to learn if it is from this hound or from a person."
"I heard about the hound many years ago, and I never thought that it was a danger," said Sir Henry. "I thought that nothing could stop me from going to live in my family home. It's very important to me. But my uncle's death changes things. I need time to think, and I'd like to talk to you again before I go. Will you and Dr. Watson have lunch with me at my hotel at 2 o'clock?
"Yes, of course," said Holmes. "We'll meet later." The two men left, and Holmes jumped out of his chair.
"Quick, Watson, let's follow them."
We ran out of the flat and into Baker Street. Mortimer and Sir Henry were about 200 meters in front of us. They stopped to look in a shop window. Holmes and I stopped too, and so did a man with a big black beard on the other side of the street.
"You see, Watson," said Holmes, "that man with the beard is following them too. Let's look at him more closely." But the man turned and saw us, and he ran into a smaller street. There were a lot of people there, and he disappeared.
"But we know that we need to find a man with a big black beard," I said.
"But was it a real beard, Watson?" asked Holmes.